Democracy. And I'm not sure how to pronounce the next person. I think it's Germain or Gemine. Gemine? I don't know. G-E-M-E-A or M-E-I-N. That was the title song off of their first CD. Or is it her first CD? I don't even know that. I should have done my research, right, Sambo? I got to know about this music. Good for a Girl. Anyhow, that was the name of the song and the name of the CD. And then finally, we had Jessica Duke doing Dance With Me from the Pittsburgh Songwriters Circle Collection 2023. Where's Sambo? Oh, here he is.
Hey!
Thanks, everybody, for listening. I will be back. Yeah, I'll be back next Friday. I don't know what I'll be doing then, but, you know, whatever it is, it won't be what I did today. So, you know, if you didn't like this, try me next week. You'll hear something different. This is WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
You are listening to WRCT. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 right here in the Pittsburgh, and Sambo is in your brain. Sambo in your brain, WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 in the Pittsburgh, and that was Mozart Estate with Selfish, Lazy, and Greedy, which, and of course today, I am in your brain live. Today is Friday, March the 6th, 2026. Oh my goodness, Sunday is when the clocks go spring forward, back, and spring is here. Oh, yes. We done did it. We muscled through a real winter. Give yourselves a high five on the forehead. Yeah, buddy. Done did it. Now comes some cool weather. And this is part 3 of the 7 deadly sins. Today is greedy. Today's we did jealousy and we did gluttony. And today is greed. And yeah. And you know, we sorry I wasn't on last week. I forgot I had the show. I had the out of town show, so I was out in the Buffalo, New York, with a Bogomaniac. So sorry about that. It's just when you're juggling a lot of balls in the air, you know, there's a lot of balls to be dealt with. And I missed this ball last week. And hopefully we'll have a ball today. Oh, man. Ooh. That's good stuff. Right? Yeah. So, you know, when we muscle, we're getting there. We're getting there. We're almost out of winter. We're out of winter. Now we're getting to that next milestone, releasing an orange turd out of our body. There you go. Getting rid of that. That's going to happen by the time we are finished with the 7 deadly sins here. So we've got, next week is lust. That's going to be a humdinger. So we got next week is lust. And then what else after that? We got lust, pride, sloth, and wrath. So there you go. That's the 7 deadly sins we're going to be tackling. And after that, we're going to be doing the 7 heavenly virtues. So yeah, listener Sue gave me the idea. Said, well, you're doing the 7 deadly sins. Why don't you do the 7... And there's like a lot of the different categories of these virtues. The heavenly virtues, and there's the theological virtues, and there's the philosophical virtues. Going to take the best of 7. Best of 7. Ah, man. Things to talk about, man. Music to play. A good time to be had. A spark of joy. Don't let anybody take that. Keep that spark of joy. Woo. That good feeling, man. Dig in. We're going to kick it hard with the hardest rocking man, the hardest working man in show business, Mr. James T. Brown. I'm a greedy man. Parts 1 and 2. Buckle up, man. Here we go. All greed.
Pick up on this. Pick up on this.
Off the roof, there were holes in the floor. There were rats in the cellar, and we hadn't got a cent when the landlord came and told us he was putting up the rent. Oh, that greedy landlord, oh, that landlord, oh. Well, he said it was a pity, and it really was a shame that he couldn't spare a copper for the mending of the drain. The paint was so expensive that we ought to lend a hand and pay a little extra to the man who owns the land. Oh, that greedy landlord, oh, that landlord, oh. Will you give us back our windows, put the lock upon the door, and will you tell the carpenter to lay another floor? Will you make the house a place where decent folk can live if we pay a little extra in the rent we've got to give? Oh, that greedy landlord, oh, that landlord, oh. Your rent is going up, he said, there's nothing you can do. And as for your suggestions, here's the best of luck to you. You'll be lucky if I give repairs a solitary thought, unless you got the cash to take me to the county court. Oh, that greedy landlord, oh, that landlord, oh. So we talked the matter over with the people down the road. We began to pull together for to share the heavy load. We formed a street committee and we gave the thing a thought, and 1,000 angry tenants took him to the county court. Oh, that greedy landlord, oh, that landlord, oh. Help to every man who works to pay his weekly rent. Bad luck to every landlord and the landlord's government. Good luck to every man and girl who wants to lend a hand to speed the time that's coming when the people own the land. Bye, bye, greedy landlord. Bye, bye, landlord, oh.
You see, the people are waiting for the gift of the joyous secession.
If you don't hand over some meat and gold, you'll be thrown out on your big ass in a few hours.
Eat yes, gold no, kill a few old donkeys, it's good enough for asses.
If you're stupid with your hand up, they'll know about the taxes.
Is that true?
Of course it is.
Then I agree to everything.
Mayor and Pear Ubu and Captain Ordura go out onto a balcony overlooking the courtyard of the palace, which is full of people.
Tickets and small pieces of official-looking paper into the crowd.
Promise that you'll pay the taxes.
Yes, we will.
Promise that you'll pay the taxes.
Yes, we will.
Look, Merubu, how they scramble all over each other, grabbing up everything in sight.
Oh, it's horrible. Look, there's one with his skull split open.
What a wonderful sight. Bring me more.
Let's get them to race each other.
What a splendid idea.
I agree to everything.
I agree to everything. I agree to everything.
Be with that. Right there. Pear Ubu. And the tune March of Greed. In front of that, we heard Stan Kent with Greedy Landlord and James Brown. And the company with I'm a Greedy Man, parts one and two. Today's show is all greed. Today is greed. It is the third of the seven deadly sins. And you got to keep your eye on the prize. We got to spring, right? Remember way back when? Way back when winter first started coming in? Said, you got a muscle. We're going to make it. And it's going to happen. And the clocks go back Sunday. And spring is here. There you go. We're going to finish these seven deadly sins. And then eye on the prize. A better world. Yeah. I've got a feeling in my bone. That's all I got to tell you. Eye on the prize. Eye on the prize. It's the only way to muscle through the daily hell of what is going on today. And it is basically domestic terrorism. And all you have to do is keep your eye on the prize. Keep on trucking. That's correct, Mr. Natural and such. Zombo right here. Today is March the 6th, 2026. And yes, of course, there is a Zombo rebroadcast, which is going to be Mondays, 8:30 11:30, something like that. Monday is my rebroadcast. And you can download all the shows for free from zombo.world. Just my thing. Remember, the shows are free and you get what you pay for. Okay? And I should tell you about some of these other shows here on the station, right? There is the newest music show. Do you like music and tickets to show, free tickets to shows? No, I don't. I don't like new music, and I don't like tickets to shows. What else you got to say to me, Mr. New and New Music Show Man? If so, you should listen to New and New Music Show every Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Join Peter as he plays your favorite new music. How can it be your favorite new music if it's new and you don't even know what it is? And gives away tickets to your favorite band and artist shows. So how does this guy get all these tickets to my favorite bands? How is that? How is that possible? Well, you got to listen to the new and newer music show 88.3 RCT, RCT.org, and follow him on the Instagram at the new show RCT. Yeah. I don't have any kind of social media for this show. It's just you and me. Because the less people know about this, the more this inner circle of us, it's kind of like some underground railroad. That's what this show this show's like, an underground. It is an underground railroad that's off the rails. That's what this show is. It's an underground railroad that's off the rails and mows you over. That's my new promo. All right. We got something blue. Want to diversify your music tastes? No, I don't. Why do these start with questions? These are all questions. I don't want to diversify. I'm happy where I'm at. I listen to like 5,000 different genres of music. I don't need any more to be diversified. It says, it's find yourself consistently lurking for new songs in your favorite genres. No. Mr. Questions, Mr. Something Blue. If yes, tune into Something Blue. But if no, you'll tune into Zombo. That's right. Something new, something blue, something borrowed, something blue. Join them. Something blue, 4 p.m. on Thursdays. All right. So, as with any theme, as with any theme, there's a thing called a stretch. Okay? Because, for example, not all songs can say, have the word greed in the title. You know, not all songs can be strictly about 200% greed. For example, the next set, I mean, Paul's been on me for like 3 months to play this song. And I haven't had the time to really listen to it. I'm a busy dude. I got stuff to do. But I'm going to take his word for it. You know, he just got out of request jail a couple weeks ago. Steve Goodman's Linkin Park Pirates. Because he said, pirates are kind of greedy. So he's got two pirate songs. This and, of course, Adam Ant's Jolly Roger, which I know is a good song. So this next little section, kind of an angle of greed. Pirates, all right? And that's, let's see, pirates are people that steal stuff, right? They steal stuff from, right? But they glorify, that's the thing, you glorify pirates. There's even, I think there's even some sports teams named after pirates. That's a rumor. And what's this with the logo? Who put Tom Savini on the logo? They put an eye patch on Tom Savini. I'm surprised the dude's not trying to, like, get a cut of the action for the Pittsburgh Pirates. That's right, Tom. You should get something for that. That's right, Tom. Always have Tom with me. He's kind of always hangs out here. He has nothing better to do other than just hang out in Bloomfield. Kind of wander into the studio. Hang out. Look over my shoulder. He's a big fan. Huge fan of the show. Loves the show. Goes crazy. So you should really think, Tom, about you know, getting a cut of the pirate action. That is correct. And even his even the things that even sounds like a pirate. Just make it a little more R-y, you know? So pirates, greed, steal. And the thing is they glorify pirates too, you know? And that's the thing. That's the thing of people, how can people like Orange Turd and the because people glorify gangsters, you say, oh, I want to watch that gangster movie. Like Peaky Blinders. You're why these are horrible people, but it's glorified and it's a good watch. Oh man. There's some people that are like, you know, wow, we look they kind of have a secret admiration for Darth Vader. You know, they like villains. They like gangsters. Like, you know, oh, let's watch this thing on this gangster. Let's watch this thing on this serial killer. We glorify all of that dark stuff. And then we wonder why we are, where we are, when we are, because some people just don't know where to draw the line. You know? They think gangsters, if you listen to a lot of like music, especially a lot of hip hop, well, gangsters. You know, you listen to like, you know, you it's been glorified. Because I guess because gangsters are like, you know, everybody's got an inner gangster. You know, you always do the right thing, and people always try and do the right thing. But you know, there's this thing where they put at you where it's like we're greed. You can't have enough. You got to get more. And how do you get it? Well, a quick way to get it is to steal it. And in the back of your mind, you're going, "Wow, that guy had the nerve to steal it. I wish I had the nerve to steal it." So it kind of goes like that, where we glorify. You know, serial killers, watching shows on serial killers. I mean, it's no different than like how people have like decorations for Halloween. I got rubber bats and plastic skeletons. You get a real bat and a real skeleton in there, and that's a whole different ballgame. Sometimes we just play pretend in our brain, and it just gets out of hand. Well, needless to say, here is Linkin Park Pirates by Steve Goodman, and this better be good. It's live already.
Mr. Coherent here. Well, here's the song we were going to play a couple of months ago about the Linkin Park Pirates, folks, and we'll sing this for him.
Oh, there we go. So he's got the crowd on his side.
Don Diego. Bibbidi bobbidi, the street lamps are on in Chicago tonight, and lovers are gazing at stars. The stores are all closing, Blandick's been chosen, and Casio is counting the cars. There are more cars than places to put them, he said, but I've got room for some more. So round them up, boys, because I want the toys. Hit the lot by the grocery store. To me, wait, throw them away. The Linkin Park Pirates are we. From Wilmette to Gary, there's none that's so hairy, and we always collect our fee. To me, wait, throw them away. We plunder the streets of your town. Be it Edsel or Chevy, there's no car too heavy, and no one can make us shut down. We break in the cars when we gotta, with a pickaxe and a hammer and a saw. They said this garage had no license, but little care I for the law. All my drivers are friendly and courteous, they're good manners you always will get. Because they all are recent graduates of the charm school in Joliet. To me, wait, throw them away. The Linkin Park Pirates are we. From Wilmette to Gary, there's none that's so hairy. We always collect our fee. To me, wait, throw them away. We plunder the streets of your town. Be it Edsel or Chevy, there's no car too heavy, and no one can make us shut down. Then I'll tow every boat in Belmont Harbor to the Linkin Park Lagoon. And when I've collected the ransom and sunk all the ones that won't yield, tow the goddamn planes that are blocking the runways out at O'Hare Field. To me, wait, tow them away. The Linkin Park Pirates are we. From Wilmette to Gary, there's none that's so hairy. We always collect our fee. To me, wait, throw them away. Now, citizens, gather around. And I think it's enough. And let's call his bluff. And let's throw the bomb out of town.
Football just like the men who sell them, and if they show this disrespect, we tie them up and fail them. Often in the low degree and often in a steal, they make you walk the plank alone or haul you around the keel.
Hi. the seas, the worst of them was Blackbeard. So damnable a beast from hell he was, the one they was feared. Any man who served with him was taking quite a chance. He'd hang them from the gallows just to see if they could dance.
Ha ha!
Presto, Jolly Roger.
Ah, it still sounds good. I love that. From the Kings of the Wild Frontier album, Adam and the Ants, Adam Ant, doing Jolly Rogers. And then, marginal. Steve Goodman, Linkin Park. I mean, I don't, okay, sure, whatever. You got to understand, I try and be a people pleaser. He's been asking for that song for like, I think the last 7 months. You got to play Linkin Park Pirates. I play it, and it's kind of watered down Tom Lehrer. It's like, hey, let's be like, let's write something like Tom Lehrer. Yeah. Yeah, whatever. So, fascinating thing is this why this telemophone works so well? I got schooled on pirates. So, pirates were actually like naval mercenaries under Queen Anne, according to a listener. And they were originally out there to steal from Spanish armadas, like the Spanish ships. Like the English stealing from the Spanish. And once that their gig was over, it's like, well, let's just keep stealing. Hey, how about this guy? How about this guy? Because it's greed. You know, you can't get enough. And, you know, I guess there's like a certain fascination. It's almost like a gambling fascination, you know, to steal something. If you're stealing something, you know, you get that rush. There's some people that are kleptomaniacs. You know, it's another thing that feeds the brain with some kind of good juice. You know, there's people that gamble because it feeds the brain with, they need that certain good juice. Different, they call it, what do they call it? Different drives. The different drives in humanity. And then some of them are dark drives. You know, some of them are not so dark drives, but most of them are dark. And today is all greed. It is greed as the third deadly sin, the seven. And I got to tell you, is credit card debt making you difficult to pay your rent or mortgage? No! Tired of these questions. All these, let's start with questions. Did these guys write the promos too? Well, in your case, it's probably, yeah. You have trouble with rent and mortgage. Who doesn't? Home insecurity, see, it used to be insecurity, is often an unintended consequence of your inability to pay your mounting credit card debt, student loans, medical debt. Now, three of those are traps. Traps sent by this big capitalist thing that's already swallowed this country years and decades ago. You know, we're just wallowing. And but sadly, as we always had, it was kind of like capitalism with a little garnish of democracy. But then they kind of said, hey, you know, let's put this new thing here. Let's put like full-blown oligarchy on the plate too. Well, full-blown oligarchy just pushes, you know, and that's interesting because it actually pushes a lot of capitalism out of the way too because it's more towards a certain, you know, individual rather than like a quote-unquote corporation, you know. Oligarchs probably don't like corporatists, you know. And that's probably the two political parties we have. We have the oligarch party and we have the corporatist party. They're both rotten. But, you know, one's considerably less rotten than the other. One's just, you know, as far as corporate goes, they'll pick your pocket, you know, like with like health care and credit card debt and what's the other one that they are? And medical bills. They'll pick your pocket. But an oligarch will pick your pocket, turn you upside down, shake the last few cents out of your pocket, and throw you in the garbage heap. That's the big difference. It's about being ripped off or being ripped off and just brutally punished for being a human being, not being in the upper caste system. What can I say? But anyhow, there's nonprofit credit counsel that can help you. That's right. He can help you reduce your risk of eviction, foreclosure, or tackling your debt for good by moving you to another country. How's that, Brainiac? For more information, go to the nonprofit counselor NFCC.org. Don't wait. Take your first step towards a brighter future. That is right. Man, so many traps out there for you. So many traps. You know, you got the big one is just kind of just stay healthy. Stay healthy. Try and avoid the man as much as possible. You know, keep your head down and try and enjoy what cards you're dealt. Try and enjoy the cards you're dealt. I mean, I still like living here. I still like living here a lot. But man, you got to look over your shoulders, and every day is some big, new, depressing boulder coming down. You know, it's Armageddon. Oh my gosh, here comes Armageddon. Hey, I didn't see that one coming. Yeah, you did. Oh, look over here. It's a, you know, because the only reason I think a lot of these nuts want this war in the Middle East is because they think Jesus is going to come back, you know, which is hilarious. You know, oh, you guys destroyed all that. I'm coming back now. Really? Man, people are stupid. There's no shortage of dummies out there. Hey, you know, here's the thing. Here's the thing. You can be a good person, though. Don't be like that. Give to the food bank. They help 320,000 people struggling with hunger. And just in southwestern Pennsylvania alone. That's right. Make sure families have enough to eat. Now, if you need food assistance or know somebody who does, contact the food bank for help. Nobody deserves to go hungry. Even these dopes that voted for this crap. 412-460-FOOD. Pittsburgh Food Bank. That's why I'm getting to the point now. I'm so intolerant of some people. You know, like, you know, I will not let somebody with, a Blue Lives Matter bumper sticker get in front of me in traffic. I won't let them get in front of me. Or they have the Punisher. The Punisher actually punished bad cops. Anybody even read the Punisher? These people even read the Punisher? And they got like the Punisher sticker? I mean, this is like, I mean, these people are cheering on their own suppression. I think that is hilarious. You're cheering on your own suppression. You know, freedom isn't free. You know, freedom used to be free. Freedom used to be free. But you put it in the capitalist system and boom, there you go. Ain't so free anymore. It used to be free. I don't even remember freedom was free. It just costs more now. How about that? I'm all wound up because of this whole greed thing. Politics of Greed by Billy Childish. Zombo in your brain. RCT. Yeah.
Greedy games. I don't love you. But if we stay together, baby, who knows what we can do? 'Cause the love that I have for you, baby, is bigger than neither of me. Will I die for you, baby? Hell no.
Ah, you know the song. And you know who did it. Oh, man. Still works out to this day. Freedom of Choice, Debo. In front there, we heard Greedy Old Dog by a very inebriated Tex Ritter. Before that, we heard Bigger Than Greed or Need by Andre Williams. We heard A Greedy Gal Like You by Dr. Explosion. And we started out with The Politics of Greed and Gain, Billy Childish. Yeah. Woo! Man, I got more Steve Goodman schooling. Another Mike in the Heights calls up and says, why'd you play that version for? So yeah, I will listen to the other version. But man, that's how I do it on the fly. I said, live version should be more lively. Not like the dude is like drunk out of his mind and dying. But other than that, what can I say? I'm not playing the other version today. I'll guarantee you that. It's going to be down the line a bit. Zombo in your brain, WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 is what you're listening to. Today's March the 6th, 2026, and we are still above ground. We're still doing the best we can with what we got. And, because I wanted that Devo thing to follow because the whole dog with the bones thing. You know, greedy dog. The dog, there's two bones. You want, and it's just that whole greed thing. It is an old parable. Goes back to, you know, Roman times, ancient times. I think Aesop saying, you know, about, you know, the dog seeing his reflection. He wanted more and this and that. And greed was his own undoing. But we never learn. That's the beauty of human beings. We never learn. We never learn. That's why I stopped engaging with some people. I'll yell at you guys. And you guys take it for better or worse. The last thing I'm going to do is try and convert somebody who is, wired differently. Wired differently. And it basically goes, there's just two kinds of people. I call it, there's like a line. Okay, it's like, you ever see that line where it's like, I forget what kind of diagram it's called, but it's two crosshairs. One crosshair is like this one. The vertical line is the stupid and wise line. The bottom and the top is the mean and nice line. And you have to see where most people fall in the dumb and mean category. You know, but you get those nice people, and those nice and smart people are give you hope. Nice and smart people, mean and dumb people. And I don't mean like dumb. I mean like to the point of greedy, self-centered, very self-centered, dumb, not curious, won't learn a thing, you know, curious, non-curious people. And that's the whole thing. People say, well, it's kind of like Romans and Spartans. No, Spartans and Greeks. That's it. The Spartans were like, you know, warriors, mean, brutes. Then you had the Greeks. They were the smart and the empathetic. And they make a big deal about when, you know, the Spartans beat the Greeks. But you know what? Sooner or later, it all turns around, you know? Yeah, and you have to find those places in your brain and find your stoicism. Find your stoicism, you know? And it's just like, yeah, it's kind of rough. It's kind of weird, but it's always been rough and weird. Life has always been. Can you imagine living in England during World War II and bombs are falling on your house? Can you imagine being in Ukraine right now? You know, yeah. So that's the thing. I mean, hopefully we're not going to get to that point. But the thing is, I mean, it all depends on how you look down the spectrum. You look down one way and says, wow, all these other countries, they have free health care, they have free child care, they have free education. Look at all that. We look the other way down on the spectrum and you say, wow, these people have to drink out of mud puddles. Whew. These people are murdering each other for, like, you know, some rancid piece of beef jerky that was left in somebody's, back alley. I don't know. It's really a crazy world. And there's a little bit of everything in there. And most of it ain't so good. But you can, you know, make the world a better place. I try by, you know, I don't try very hard. I just yell a lot. It feels good. You know. Yeah, I already told you a bunch of stuff. I'm ahead of the game. I'm ahead of the game with my promos and my my PSAs. What's going on this weekend? Nothing, man. Prop your toe bones up. Spring is here. I had my first offer. Was Rita still an underwriter? I wonder if Rita's is still an underwriter. Because I had my first Rita's. They opened March 1st, and I had my first Rita's. I don't see it. Underwriting. All right, I take it back. I don't see any Rita's up here, so forget I ever mentioned it. They're not an underwriter. But I will tell you about an underwriter. Attic Records. That's right. WRCT is supported by Attic Records. Attic Records is an independently owned family is operated shop. Owned and operated is an independently owned and operated shop and buys and sells new and used records and CDs. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Mentaleovale. For more information, 412-821-6484. Or atticrecords.com. There you go. You want to spend some money on some vinyl? Go there. Want to be smart like me? Steal it off the internet. That's hey! I spent my whole life throwing money away on music. That's this collection and all the stuff that I'm playing. You know, I can't even tell you how much money went into this collection. But now, I don't mind at all getting the freebie. I don't know why. I should feel guilty about it. But then I have such a huge taste and huge... I'm really greedy and gluttonous for music. I'm always want to hear new music. I always want to hear what's out there. I always want to dig backwards and see what was there. You know? If you can hear every song ever recorded or ever sang, man, that would take you several lifetimes. But it is a really good goal because music, without music, man, life just ain't that exciting. Without music, just ain't that exciting. I mean, they actually use music to keep people from, you know, revolting. Like if they have like, you know, they, when they, that's why they have like Muzak